As the world continues to be captivated by advancements in artificial intelligence, the discussion surrounding regulation becomes ever more critical. This week, the spotlight turns on Vice President Kamala Harris. What might her approach look like? We've witnessed unprecedented growth in AI tools and their applications. The potential benefits are immense, yet the risks are equally concerning. Harris has previously expressed a clear understanding of these challenges. This administration recognizes that unchecked AI could lead to dangerous consequences. As such, Harris is likely to advocate for policies that prioritize safety and ethics. Regulating AI isn't just about limiting its use. It's about ensuring that technology serves people rather than the other way around. Advocates argue that comprehensive frameworks will be crucial. One approach Harris might consider involves involving diverse stakeholders in the conversation. Voices from communities affected by AI's impact must be heard. This is an essential step for responsible governance. Transparency will likely play a key role in her regulatory strategy. Companies developing AI tools need to be held accountable. Information about algorithms and their decision-making processes should not be shrouded in secrecy. As we look ahead, it's clear that AI will reshape every aspect of society. It is not simply a matter of technical innovation. It's deeply intertwined with human values and rights. The future landscape will not be formed overnight. It takes time and collaboration to build frameworks that work for everyone. A balanced approach will be necessary. If Harris's vision becomes reality, we could see a more inclusive AI ecosystem, one that puts people first, ensuring technology benefits all of us. This is a vision worth striving for. As we continue navigating this landscape, the questions of ethics, safety, and accountability remain at the forefront of discussion. Only a decisive and informed regulatory approach can secure a future where innovation is matched by responsibility.